And this is Radio Free Cybertron, Brian Kilby here. First things first, let me say this. Got a very charming email yesterday calling me a lazy so-and-so for not having the show up. Charming fellow. Let me note that, you know, while the most of you, I would say 99.9% of you, have a life and don't base your existence around RFC, I sure don't. For the 1% of you, or the fraction of a percent of you, who do base your life around Radio Free Cybertron, we love you. But, again, I have a life, and, really, I can't always get to the show. Other things take precedence. First, I'd like to thank all the people who voted for Radio Free Cybertron in the trannies. I didn't know that we were the one of the more popular fan clubs and message forums, but you learn something every day. Again, I thank everyone who voted for me for fanfic stuff and for Trans Fan of the Year. You guys rule. And hopefully next year we can get RFC up there higher for website of the year. We did come in fourth, which, you know, that's darn good. On the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz. We have Point the Blame by Hooper X. We have Trivia. We have Ask the Computer. We have Bad Dubbed Japanese Line Thing of the Week. And I want to tell you that next week we have something special. I was going to do it this week, but man, is it hard to finish. We have a reading of a very beautiful fanfic written earlier in the year by a friend of ours. And it's not like the parody. It's an actual fanfic reading like I did earlier in the year, which was one by the group Ouija. And they did it at BotCon. This is one of those. It's Ouija. But instead of everyone being together like they were with the last one, this one is done like the parody's done. It's done over the internet. And that will be on the show next week. Again, it was going to be on the show this week, but boy, it's long. Okay, with that said, I guess it's time to start the show off, and we will do so with trivia. Okay, the clip that we played last week was from Code of Hero, from Beast Wars, which was voted greatest episode ever on the trannies, which is pretty cool. Those who got it correct were M. Cypher and Star Seeker. Okay, you know how this goes, and even if you don't, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to play the clip twice, and you email me at brian@tfradio.com. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at tfradio.com. And you tell me the episode from which this clip comes. You don't have to tell me who the characters are or where it comes in the episode, Prowl. But you can just tell me the episode from which it comes. And I'll play it twice just so that you can get it. And we'll start it off right now.
We were, and then we are. I mean, it used to be here.
And again.
We were, and then we are. I mean, it used to be here.
Okay, email me, brian@tfradio.com, and tell me what episode that clip came from.
Can't hold on to it any longer.
Okay, this week's Bad Japanese Singapore Dubbed Line of the Week is kind of redundant. Hooper X is going to do this later on in the show, but to steal his thunder and to beat him to it, I'm going to play it now. And actually, this one is... I'm adding a little bit to it. It's just, this is the total package of how stupid the dubs are. This is Scorponok, who is the leader of the Decepticons in later episodes of Headmasters. And, you know, I'm not going to set this up any more than that.
What's happened to the Headmasters? Can't they fight without Chrome Dome? Fortress Maximus has come himself. Okay, then I shall get Fortress Maximus to fight me.
Oh, you have to love those dubs. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron is... Point the Blame.
Point the Blame. That's right, everybody. It's time for yet another installment of Point the Blame with your host, Hooper X. This week is, as promised, the big Trannies follow-up spectacular. And it will be spectacular. I had initially planned just to straight-up read my ballot, but I decided not to because that would be a 40-minute-long, super special Point the Blame, and no one wants to hear 40 minutes of my stuff. In fact, I may well just put it up online somewhere for group reading. Instead, I will have some basic thoughts about the Trannies this year. The host segments were okay. They were certainly better than last year's when we had a bunch of nabob self-insertion fembot characters that no one really gave two shits about introducing everything. And that was very much a boring thing that ruined, well, didn't ruin the Trannies for me, but it certainly made them far less enjoyable than they could have been. Now, this year's Trannies, we had Rat Trap vis-a-vis Rob Jung and the Diagnostic Drone presenting, and there was something very strange and interesting I noticed here, namely the fact that Rob was taking out his aggressions on Beast Machine through the personas of his hosts by having both characters constantly degrade and belittle the Beast Machine series. Now, I'm not going to get into my opinions on Beast Machines just yet, but don't you think that's a bit presumptuous, Rob? I do. I think that's a bit heavy-handed of you. Cutting on to the actual categories, as expected, Optimus Prime won just about everything he could. Everything he was nominated for, I think, just about he took home as far as best character or whatever, what have you. Even though he's really kind of a bland character, really not that interesting. It's certainly far less interesting than Optimus Primal during the first few seasons, during Beast Wars. Not during Beast Machines, mind you. In Beast Machines, he was very much someone in the vein of Neil from the Young Ones, if you're at all familiar with that series. But the Beast Wars Primal was actually far more complex and interesting than his Generation 1 counterpart. Anyway, yeah, Optimus Prime, Starscream, etc., pulling away the character points, you know. Whatever, I guess. Another thing was, interesting to see that this year a very obscure, very, very obscure Micromaster made a big, big leap up the best and worst name categories. That would be Big Daddy. Big Daddy, who has developed a sort of cult fetish following online, is a member of the Micromaster Hot Rod Patrol. Now, being Big Daddy, and as such, as far as I know, the only Transformers character to share his name with a character from a Tennessee Williams play, Big Daddy is just great. It's a great name. It's the most screwed up name you could ever stick a Transformer with, ever. Well, except maybe Windbreaker, but that's a moot point. Anyway, I think it's kind of sad that this year the single funniest moment in the Trannies came at the very, very beginning, within the first segment, the characters segment, in the where it says, which character would you most like to be friends with? Rat Trap won, of course, because he's a great character, he's a fun guy to be around. But the actual text, the funniest moment in the Trannies for me would be my good friend, Mad Max MFPE, our Radio Free Cybertron staffer in his own right, pulling out a very, very comical little piece here. I'm going to read it to you. Under which character would I most like to be friends with? Rat Trap. Definitely none of Gen 1 since they're big damn robots. Who wants to be friends with a big damn robot unless you're a mechanic or a fighter pilot? I want to eat garbage with Rat Trap. Max, you're beautiful. I love you, okay? Some other interesting things. Super Fire Convoy, the stupidly overrated Japanese Optimus Prime fire truck, pulled out a lot of awards this year, including scoring high on Best Toy Ever and sweeping, cleaning the hell out of Toy of the Year, which, of course, is complete and utter bullshit. I would say that Shockerack was by far a better toy. And really, in my opinion, the repainted Rav is a better toy than Super Fire Convoy. Because, I mean, Redeco Rev, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Redeco Rev is easily the slickest looking toy, color scheme wise, that I have seen in years. It's great. I love it. It's a little spring-loaded bird that turns into a catapult dart gun thing. How can you not love it? One thing that really just completely made the trannies great for me was in the cartoon section, it would appear that this year, as opposed to years past, where there was usually a four- or five-way tie for first place for best quote from a cartoon, this year, one amazingly great quote pulled ahead and won the day, and that was a clip from the Singapore dub of the Japanese Headmasters cartoon. Now, Brian may or may not be playing it later, but here it is anyway.
Fortress Maximus is coming south. Okay, then I shall get Fortress Maximus to fight me.
And there you have it, the winner for the single best quote in the history of Transformer animation. And I think it's pretty fitting. Feeling somewhat lazy this week, I'm going to stop for now, and you'll just have to come back next week to hear my thoughts on more tranny-related things. The closing and opening theme is Catch-22's Point the Blame. I'm Hooper X of SexSexWorld.com, and this is, as always, Radio Free Cybertron. Come back next week for the rest of my thoughts on the trannies, right here on everyone's favorite bit of internet digital dumbassery, Radio Free Cybertron's one and only
Point the Blame!
Run, it's Dreadwing!
And Dreadwing's quite as deadly!
The Dreadwing is punishing! His Gatling gun is killing! The Decepticon Bomber's a Transformer-rama! A 3-in-1 villain that's showing! Combat tank and Sonic Jet Transformer the Double Trouble Robot! The missiles go boom, smelling certain doom as they take apart the awesome Autobot!
Autobot, help!
No one can save you!
Transformer Generation 2, Dreadwing is all you see here. Other figures sold separately.
And coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Ask the Computer.
You got mail, fat boy.
Hello, everybody. It's time for Ask the Computer. We have several questions this week, and even more next time. So you better get your questions in fast. Email the computer at tfradio.com and I'll do my best to answer your question. Okay, on with the mail. Hey computer, what was that Blue Ravish toy? Where did it come from? Wait a minute, I forgot I'm too stupid to ask Spooky where he got it from. Signed, Creo Boy. Dear Creo Boy. You are not too stupid to ask Spooky where he got his toys from. Spooky would not tell you where he got them from anyway. Why? He stole them, obviously. Your pal, the computer. The next question is from Soundwave X. My question is, will there be any more amusing attempts to take over the world? P.S. Will all questions sent in be read on the air? Hello, Soundwave X. Ha 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 ha. I could tell you, but I would have to kill you on being that you A, are not. Goldenus Prime and D, listen to RFC, I do not want to kill you. And, eventually, yes, I will answer all of the letters I receive, assuming that I do not get lazy and quit. Heh. And, now to the final question for the week. Dear computer. How do they cram all that grim? From Hooper X. Dear Hooper X, ha ha ha. With a big salad fork. Your pal, the computer. Check back next week for more questions, the first of which will be from a guy named Adam Adam. Remember, email me at thecomputer@tfradio.com and I will answer your questions. Email me.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
Let me do a little quick note here. Because it's not mentioned on the homepage anymore, there may be people out there who do not realize that all past shows, except for one, which was lost back in January of 2000, all shows are in the archive. Our website is tfradio.net if you're listening on one of the RSC on your site, affiliates, tfradio.net, and all the past episodes are in the archive section. And also, if you want to be notified when Radio Free Cybertron is updated, join the RFC mailing list, which is available on the bottom of our homepage. Coming up now is John the Luna and the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and there's not much to talk about this week. It's sad, it's depressing. I mean, the trannies came out, and even that didn't increase traffic or life on ATT. It didn't. And if the trannies can't, nothing ever will. This news group is on its deathbed, and it's not getting up. But I'll get to that later. First, a few tidbits of Transformer news from around the world. First, two new basics are showing up in Targets, and only Targets, a Spy Streak and Cycle Drone. Looks like Target got an open window on these guys at least for a couple weeks, so it will be at least a couple weeks before they trickle into Walmart's, Kmart's, while Target enjoys their little window, their little ray of sunshine. And I hear these two are pretty good, especially Cycle Drone, and that's not a surprise. I mean, Thrust is a great design, no matter how you tinker with it or simplify it to go from deluxe to basic to whatever. It's a good design. It's a solid toy. Good-looking motorcycle. Good-looking robot. It's an easy engineering job to take that deluxe down to a basic in some way, chop off a few features, and still have a great toy. Second, Takara is reissuing Starscream. Now, we all knew this pretty much, but now dealers are starting to put it up for pre-order, so it's pretty much a given that that's going to happen. I'm surprised with that because, honestly, I thought the reissues were going to stop at Ultra Magnus and Hot Rod, but I guess I was wrong, and it looks like Takara is going to keep reissuing G1 toys for a while. Megatron shocked me. Starscream really shocks me because, frankly, look, as famous as Starscream is, that toy is not very good at all, and it's full of accessories, and I can't see how that's cheap to produce a reproduction of Starscream or Megatron, but at least with Megatron, he's almost on par with Optimus Prime with hardcore fans. I mean, they're going to buy him up quickly. Starscream, I don't know. For 50, 60 bucks, 40 at the lowest, that are what dealers are going to charge. That is what dealers will charge for Starscream. They're going to scalp the heck out of him because he's Starscream, and they expect hardcore fans to pay for him. But for $40 to $60 for a reissue Starscream, I don't know if people are that hardcore, even people on the internet, are that hardcore to shell that kind of jack out for that toy, especially once they hear the reviews of it, because it's not going to be pretty. You take away the nostalgic glow and the Seekers and the Coneheads by default, you know, by association, all six of the Decepticon jets are not good. They're bricks, and they're ugly bricks. They're not proportional. They've got no knees. They've really got no articulation. Their articulation are shoulders. That's it. And they've got about 50 accessories that are all lost within 5 seconds of being out of the box. Not to mention the fact that, well, they're obviously not kid-friendly. And they are collector-friendly, which is good because that's what they are right now, essentially. They're not toys anymore. They're collector items. But for $60, I can't see too many people picking up a Starscream, and if the profits aren't good, I can't see Takara in their financial shape going too far with more G1 re-releases. All it's going to take is a few missteps before them to scrap that and go with WebDiver, which is no doubt going to fail. So Takara's in a hole, and they're digging it deeper every day, it seems. And while I'm on the subject of Takara and Transformers and the epic certain failure that is WebDiver, Toy Fair in Tokyo happened about 10 days ago, and well, the news out of it wasn't pretty, at least for us. The only thing that was even remotely close to Transformers as far as displays and information and news were the PVCs, the Act 3 PVCs, which are nice. I mean, that's something, and it's interesting. It's a nice group that I talked about last week. It's a great little line, I think. It's the best wave. These things are getting better with every wave. Overall, each act has their weak points, but I think overall the strength of each one of them gets better. All faults aside. Now, that being said, Transformers was ignored. Transformers is over for Takara, besides those G1 releases and the PVCs, which basically means they're in merchandise profit-making mode with Transformers and not pushing it, unlike WebDiver, which I hear from reports was pushed very hard at the Toy Fair by Takara, which is so sad. I mean, you know they know. They've got to know. Even by now, they've got a dog on their hands. I mean, WebDiver is not going to make it. The toys are ugly. The concept is way too expensive for the Japanese economy and for our economy, really, to import over here. I mean, it's not Transformers by label. And even that little label makes a big difference to what it's going to sell over here online and in import shops. I mean, you stick an Autobot symbol on a fire truck and look what happens. That's all Car Robots is. And Robots in Disguise is going to be basically the same thing. I mean, you slap that symbol on it, you call it Optimus Prime, and it sells. WebDiver, no. They don't have it. They don't have the name value. They don't have the Transformer magic, the money-making magic that is a few Autobot and Decepticon symbols and a bad theme song and Prime, Optimus, Megatron, or any variant thereof. You don't have any of that. You just got WebDiver. A $60 investment in a crappy video game and a mediocre set of ugly toys. A pirate ship that turns into a dragon with an eye patch. A hovercraft that turns into this man-shark thingy. It's not going to work. Too expensive. And you know Takara's got to know. They've got a limit. They've got a dog. I mean, it's not going to work. It's going to fail. It's going to crash, and it's going to burn. And I expect to see Beast Machines over there in full Japanese-dubbed glory with repaints of certain toys by the end of the year or early next year. I mean, they said they were going to not do Transformers anymore for the time being. You know what that means. That means 8 months until our line, WebDiver, dies horribly, which it will, around, I guess, September or November at the latest. I think Takara will finally kill this dog because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to work. All right, to wrap up the buzz this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the trannies because, well, ATT didn't want to. At least the two moderated groups are getting some run out of this, but ATT has got better things to do, like post about wrestling, and I'm leaving posts, and enough of this flame war posts when you've got nothing to do with said flame war. All those things are a lot better than talking about Transformers and the trannies, obviously. But first up, I'm going to talk about the cartoon section and then the toy section, and that'll be about it, because those are the two things, like I've said before, that I know. And that's it. I don't know about comics. I don't know about fanfics, thank God, because, you know, Transformer porn or ego stroking is not something I'm interested in. And fanfics, not all fanfics are bad. It's just I find them too hard to read, personally, because they either skew towards the sick, you know, Transformer sex or they end up being just an exercise in ego stroking and putting somebody's fan-made character in the same room with Optimus Primal or Hot Rod. And I'm not interested in seeing that kind of mess. But, you know, there are some good fanfics out there. You can basically tell the good fanfics and the ones that are worthwhile reading if you look at the name of the author and they're an ATT regular or a veteran. Chances are the work's going to be good. It's going to be worth a read if you're so inclined. In the cartoon section, Car Robots got votes, not surprisingly, for best episode of the year. Several episodes of Car Robots, and frankly, that's sad. It's not surprising, but there are only maybe one or two, maybe three Car Robot episodes in the entire series that are worth that kind of recognition, even compared to Beast Machines, which it shouldn't be. Car Robots should never be compared to Beast Machines. Beast Machines is a overdramatic, melodramatic, science fiction wannabe. Car Robots is Pokemon with Transformers. That's it. It's a fun kid show versus something that's not a fun kid show. That's trying to be something else and ends up being a not fun kid show. But, I mean, there are only a few episodes of Car Robots that really deserve to be voted for best episode of this year, even though this year was pretty weak as far as TV shows and Transformer entertainment. Maybe the debut of Black Convoy, maybe the debut of Brave Max or God Magnus. Definitely God Magnus. That's a good episode. If you're going to see any Car Robots episode, you should probably see the ones with God Magnus and everything thereafter. Because once all the players are set in Car Robots, it's not that bad. It's not that bad a show. But leading up to that, before Black Convoy and the Anti-Cybertrons, the Combatatrons, show up, the show's pretty weak. It really is. Now, moving on. The Low Road. Now, every year I always look at The Low Road to see how many votes it gets for best episode and for worst episode because I find it sad. I kind of find it interesting, actually. More so than sad, although it is pretty pathetic that one fart joke would polarize people like it has. That's all Low Road is. It's one joke. It's one fart joke. A cheap thrill. A cheap laugh. An easy joke. But people love it. People hate it. Like anything with dirty humor. But to me, I'm not one of the people that like Low Road. And I'm not one of the people that hate Low Road. In fact, I think Low Road is pretty mediocre. It's a forgettable episode to me. It's not anything special at all. It's got one fart joke. So what? I think it's just another one of the toss-away Season 1 episodes of Beast Wars. It's utterly and completely mediocre and forgettable. And I can't see how people get so worked up over it. It's no big deal. I mean, it's got nothing to do with the rest of the story. It's a standalone episode. It's got one cheap joke. It's not bad. It's not gonna. It didn't destroy the series. I don't see how people can get so worked up over one insignificant episode. Then again, I can't see how the winner of that greatest episode of all time, Code of Hero, can make anybody cry. I mean, I can't see how any Transformer episode could make anybody come to tears. I can't see that. That makes no sense at all. I mean, yeah, it was sad. It was a great episode. It was a good story. But I can't cry for that. I mean, okay. In all honesty, I teared up when I first saw Optimus Prime's death scene. But I was sick. A 25-year-old crying in front of his TV as Dinobot bites it is kind of sick. And finally, the toys. Oh, the glorious toys. First, best toy of the year. Wait for it. Super Fire Convoy. If there was any doubt, he was going to get this award. I mean, all the Car Robot fanboys went out in full force for this part of the trannies. It's pretty obvious. It's going to going to become pretty obvious. Second place was Jetstorm, which, I don't know. I hate the toy. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a bad toy, but it's a bad toy. To me, it is. It seems like a Transformer or a toy wrapped around a gimmick, not a Transformer that was designed and had a few nice gimmicks tacked on for good measure. I just don't like it. Yeah, it's 3 feet tall. It's the biggest Ultra we've ever had. So what? It's got as much material as Transmetal Rampage. It weighs as much as Transmetal Rampage, or less, it seems, because the plastic is so stretched out, so thin. It just seems cheap to me. And Night Scream is even worse. But moving on to the best toy ever. Ever. Jetfire. Jetfire won this award. He wins it every year. Just by, I guess, legend. I mean, the toy's alright. It's a good toy, actually. It's a great toy. But, you know, best toy ever, in all honesty, it should probably go to a Transmetal. Because those are the best toys ever, I think. You know, put your nostalgia aside and look at the toys based on their own merits, and you can't do much better than Rampage or Transmetal Megatron or even Transmetal Tarantulas and Transmetal Optimal Optimus is actually better than Jetfire, I think, because of all the engineering that went into Optimal Optimus. And Primal Prime is even better looking than Optimal Optimus, I think. It's prettier. It looks more like a trophy and less like a toy because of all the red. But, and it is just a cheap homage to Optimus Prime. And some people are turned off by that, but I think Primal Prime and Optimal Optimus, that mold, is better than Jetfire, in all honesty. Now, what's really disturbing is the second place. Best toy ever. Ever. Super Fire Convoy. What's up? Dude, what is up with that? I mean, I can't see anybody voting like that in good conscience. I don't care how much you like Car Robots or Optimus Prime or that Autobot symbol tacked on to a mediocre fire truck. How can you vote for Fire Convoy as best toy ever? Don't see it. It ain't happening. Also, for best toy specs, tech spec mottos, Optimus Prime G1 1 with Megatron from G1 following close behind, and that's not saying much because it's pretty obvious that the only reason these guys won is because those are two tech specs everybody can remember, and they don't have to go looking up a tech spec to write into the ballot. I mean, freedom is the right of all sentient beings. We know that. They drop it in seemingly wherever they get the chance. It's become a pretty sad cliche. It's not a bad tech spec. I mean, it makes sense. It's better than Wanna Race. It's better than, you know, half the tech specs in G1 and all the tech specs in G2. But still, I mean, people vote for it because they can remember it. And a lot of that is what fuels the trannies. I mean, half the votes are just for stuff we can remember. Because God knows, we don't want to go look it up or do any kind of work. But overall, I think the trannies were good this year. Car Robots, I'm surprised and happy to see that it didn't totally take over the ballots for this year and become a one-hit wonder, because next year will be very interesting, because without Car Robots and Robots in Disguise is a, well, a continuation of Car Robots. So the newness and the novelty of it being from Japan will be over. And Japan's all it's got is Web Diver and PVCs. So the Japanese fanboys are going to be stuck. And it'll be interesting to see what next year's trainings will hold as far as voting. Maybe, just maybe, the ballots will have a more measured maturity to them. The votes will be a little more level-headed. It'll be a little more accurate because we can throw out the fad factor. The Japan factor will be gone for at least 1 year, it seems, hopefully, unless they bring Beast Machines over in the winter. But That's yet to be seen. But anyway, overall, the 2000 trains was pretty good. And I think this buzz was pretty good, and that's it. I'm John DeLuna, and I'm out.
I'm a video gamer! I'm a skateboarder! I'm a
radio! New Pretender Transformers are here!
The power!
Pretenders split apart to reveal a powerful robot.
Pretenders, they fight the Transformers!
And look, there are evil Decepticon Pretenders, too!
Transform the Pretenders!
Yeah, I'm a Transformer too. That's the end of RSC this week. Come back next week for the special reading of that classic fanfic that will remain anonymous until then. For the rest of Radio Free Cybertron, Brian Kilby here, signing off till next week.